Hare Krishna. So we will start this evening with a Leela Kirtan, where we sing and hear about Krishna Balaram and blend. So this is very important. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, the holy name must be there and hearing about Krishna must be there. He said, the holy name is like the sun and hearing about Krishna is like the rays of the sun. Both go together. That the holy name, who is the Swarup of Krishna, the his own nature, and Krishna Katha, which is his Swarup Shakti, the energy emanating from his nature. If you want to actually, when you do kirtan, if you want to reach a perfection in your kirtan practice, it is necessary that you know about the person whose name you are chanting, so that you can worship Krishna, address Krishna, and ultimately develop your Krishna consciousness, your awareness of Krishna. So we will do this for, I think, 15 minutes or so, and then we will request Madhava to sing. We have our new band here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
my dear devotees, let us remember Krishna and Balaram. When they entered the assembly of their guru's students, they were dressed in two pieces of silk cloth. They had rings of kusha grass around their fingers. And although Krishna and Balaram usually do not wear sacred threads, in this case, they had very effulgent sacred threads. When they came before Sandipani Muni, they held firewood in their hands, which is a custom of a student who wants to learn from an exalted Muni. Because these Munis have a constant fire sacrifice burning, the students always have to bring firewood, and we will hear more about that. So when they came before Sandipani Muni, they begged him for knowledge. And I want to read to you the words which Krishna and Balaram used, words by which they requested the exalted Muni to give them transcendental knowledge. O Sandipani Muni, said Krishna with a very sweet voice, possessor of all opulence, born of a great family, O crown jewel of the Brahmanas, ocean of knowledge, endowed with the truth of Vedic Dharma, we surrender to your feet. Please deliver us from suffering due to ignorance. This is what Krishna Balaram said. Deliver us from suffering due to our ignorance. They give an example how we should come in a humble frame of mind before the exalted teachers. Now, they wanted to remain incognito, and therefore they gave very modest gifts. Krishna had picked on the way some forest fruits. They didn't want to give big gifts like universes or gold mines. Otherwise they would be known as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They had to be incognito. When Sandipani Muni asked them, O students, what is the name of your father? They said, we are the sons of Vasu from the Yadu dynasty. Vasu means gem, but they said we are the sons of a gem of the Yadu dynasty, but we know who is this Vasu. Do you know his name? Vasudev, you know everything. Then they said, Krishna with a very sweet smile said, O Muni, call me the black one and call Balaram the white one. This will be our names. So whenever Sandipani Muni called for Krishna, he said, Syam, O the black one. And when he called for Balaram, he said, O the white one. This was how Sandipani Muni addressed his students. Sandipani Muni saw, you must be Kshatriyas, are you? Says Krishna Balaram. Well, first of all, you must become humble. So, you should go out with my Brahmana students and beg from the people of Avantipur for your Guru Maharaj. In this way you will become humble. Okay, said Krishna. And they went away with the Brahmin students to go begging the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And another Supreme Personality of Godhead, Balaram, went begging. When they turned their back to Sandipani Muni, Sandipani Muni turned to his other teachers and his staff, and he said, when I see these two boys, my heart develops snigdha, great affection. I can clearly conclude that since birth, they have lived in a most affectionate environment. And thus internally, inside the heart, and externally in their behavior, they are full of affection. Do you follow? When someone has been grown up in an affectionate environment, with an affectionate father and an affectionate mother, then in his heart will be affection and in his behavior will be affection. But if someone has been grown up in an environment which was not affectionate, it will be very difficult for this person to show affection inside and outside. So Sandipani Muni said, these two, they vibrate with love. They vibrate with affection. It must be that they grew up in an affectionate environment. That environment where they grew up is where? Vrindavan Dham. Yes. Everyone loves Krishna in Vrindavan. The cows love Krishna. The bees love Krishna. The rivers love Krishna. Nanda and Yashoda love Krishna. The gopas love Krishna. The gopis love Krishna. Even the trees bow down before Krishna and Balaram and give their fruits because also they love Krishna. Home is where we feel loved. Therefore, in our communities, we want to really take care that we have an atmosphere of love and affection, because that will help us to grow up with love and affection. Then Sandipani Muni said something. He said, by their effulgence, I can see that the white one and the black one are worthy of our worship. But by the effulgence of the white one, who must be the older, my intelligence is bewildered. In other words, Sandipani Muni sees Balaram like a mountain of camphor or silver, and his intelligence is bewildered. So much light is coming from this person. It seems there are 10,000 moons in this person giving light. My intelligence is bewildered. So my dear devotees, I request you now to meditate about Balaram as emitting a silver light, and in this way I hope your intelligence is also bewildered. When the people heard the voice of Krishna before their door, bhikshu dehe, give me bhikshu, alms. They opened the doors and they're so surprised to see sweet Krishna with a smile, with his hands cupped. Bhikshu dehe, give me alms. That they gave profusely. They went in their houses and came back with grains. Then they said, this is not enough. They went again and they came back with fruits. They thought, this is not enough. They went back again and came back with vegetables, with gold, and even with furniture. Take our whole content from the house. So the other students of Sandipani Murti didn't need to go back. They became carriers of what Krishna Balaram begged, and a long line of goods into Sandipani Muni's ashram. When the Supreme Personality of God had bags, he bags with 10,000s of hands. And when he decides to take something away, he takes everything away with his 10,000 heads. But for the devotees, Krishna has said that dadamyaham, I give what my devotees need, and he gives the 10,000 heads. The people of Avantipura gave everything. And they gave also their hearts. They said to Krishna Balaram, you two students of Sandipani Muni are so sweet. Please come again and again to our house. And please come and beg